It's Helping Hand, HBR1 stations, and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about Parkinson's disease and the many resources available for patients, loved ones, and healthcare professionals with the Hawaii Parkinson Association. There are a lot of ways to offer them support, like this coming Sunday at Hawaii Polo on the North Shore in the Honolulu area all-day benefit event that they've got, or participating or volunteering at their walk November 4th, Magic Island. We have returning President Emeritus Kevin Laquette and the new president of the Hawaii Parkinson Association, Jerry Boster. Thanks, you guys. Welcome.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, thanks.
Parkinson's disease. It's a progressive neurodegenerative disease. Explain when Parkinson's begins to affect people, some of the early symptoms or signs, and the progression.
Parkinson's disease is actually the second most common neurodegenerative disease to Alzheimer's. 50,000 people are newly diagnosed in the United States per year, and there's estimation of 8 to 10 million people worldwide. Parkinson's early symptoms are actually what they call non-motor symptoms, so a lot of people will be in an active disease state with Parkinson's and not aware that they have it. And some of the non-motor symptoms that people have are constipation, sleep disorders, loss of taste and smell. And it's not until motor symptoms show up to where you may see tremor, they have difficulty with moving, that they actually seek medical help and maybe eventually get a diagnosis. And they're using that now to try to diagnose people earlier, now that they're aware of this non-motor phase.
Most common age?
Parkinson's is more common in people over 65. However, there is about 15 to 20% who get what they call young onset Parkinson's, where it could be onset in the 20s to 50s.
In terms of resources?
All the treatments we have are symptomatic, so they'll help you deal with the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. But there's not a treatment now that actually slows down or prevents the disease from happening. However, there is great research that shows that physical activity and exercise may, you know, in animal studies, slow down Parkinson's disease, in some cases prevent it. So there's a big push for physical activity programs, exercise programs based on those studies. Physical activity is probably the best medicine for somebody with Parkinson's. And one of the pushes with HPA is to help people live well with Parkinson's and having people have access to exercise programs with Parkinson's.
At parkinsonshawaii.org, there's a calendar. It's under upcoming events. It's just jam-packed with classes, support groups.
And I would encourage people to get on there. You can actually sign up for an e-newsletter, and it'll let you know what's going on locally and nationally. We offer support groups throughout Oahu and the neighbor islands. Typically, they're monthly support groups. We have a lot of different speakers. In addition to that, we have exercise classes. We partnered with the YMCA of Oahu and of Hilo, and they are offering Parkinson's disease exercise classes twice a week.
One thing to note about Parkinson's, each case is different. Like, I've got a friend over in Kauai. He's had Parkinson's for a while, but he doesn't have the tremor issues.
When we give talks and education, one thing I always say, if you've met one person with Parkinson's, you've met one person with Parkinson's, yeah.
Some of these symptoms that we've been talking about, I do not have, but other ones I do. When you go see your movement disorder specialist or your neurologist, he has to make a profile of you and how you're progressing and tailor your treatment to that. That includes the drugs that I'm on, the exercises, all the different pieces. And so it makes it even more challenging to not only diagnose, but also treat.
So you have Parkinson's?
I do. I was diagnosed just under 4 years ago. I was an early onset. You have children, you have families, you're still in your prime earning years, where a lot of the average age being onset for 62, for the majority of people, those people are headed into retirement. Their whole lifestyle is different.
Right.
So I deal with it every day, even though I'm working full-time. I retired out of the Navy, was diagnosed, then I went back to work for the Navy, but I work full-time, and then I do this in my sidelines.
How old were you, Jerry, when you were diagnosed?
I was 47. Definitely saw the symptoms before that. I ignored them. The slowness in the walking, my posture was suffering, and I was becoming stooped. Finally, put it over the top was I started having tremors. I saw a general neurologist who told me I had some Parkinson-like symptoms, referred me to a specialist, went to one specialist. He says, yeah, it looks like you have Parkinson, who referred me to a second specialist who said, you definitely have Parkinson's. And they immediately got me into a drug trial. The drug trial was kind of interesting. It was, they know that smoking slows the onset and progression, but they don't know why. They don't know which chemical in there. I haven't smoked in my life, but they put me on the nicotine patches.
Other thing that's interesting on some of the studies is that chronic coffee drinkers also have a less risk for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and so they're looking at that.
Environmental impact, exposure to things.
For Parkinson's, there is. The linkages to traumatic brain injury are known, but the other one is pesticides. There was nodes of outbreaks in like the Midwest where they were doing a lot of farming and using a lot of chemicals in the farming process. There was a big study done here in Hawaii looking at men that were here in the early 1900s and did a lot of the farming, cane farming, pineapple farming, where they used a lot of pesticides. It was determined there is a higher incidence of Parkinson's, and they're pretty sure it's related to some of the pesticides. Which ones, they're not completely sure, and it doesn't affect everybody. There's also a link to heredity too. If your parents have it, you probably have a higher incidence of it as well. But none of my family has it. Working down in ship's engine rooms for over two decades, we have chemicals there. Which one, we don't know.
Hard to figure out.
But identifying the cause will go a long way overall to identifying a cure.
Local clinical trials.
We actually have two nodes that do clinical trials here in Hawaii, the VA and the Hawaii Pacific Neuroscience, and they are consistently doing trials. Some of them are exercise trials, and they're not all for people that actually have Parkinson's. Some of them you need controls, so you can compare people with Parkinson's to people without. There's a lot of room in these different trials for a lot of different people to participate. And one of the things that's useful, neurological diseases, a lot of them are overlap. So a lot of what they're doing with Alzheimer's also pertains to Parkinson's, and we're seeing a lot of similarities there.
We've kind of moved into the trials and the benefit of having money to do them, really, is what it comes down to. This stuff just doesn't materialize. So turning to whether it's people who donate cash, obviously, volunteer needs. We mentioned the walk that's going to be coming up not long, November 4th. Talk about the ways that people can be philanthropic and support your efforts.
It kind of goes across the board. First thing we have is we have a spring appeals letter campaign that we're in the midst of right now, where we send out a letter to all our supporters just asking straight up for donations. Next one is on July 30th.
This coming Sunday.
The Hawaiian Polo Club and Homestead Senior Care are holding a benefit in honor of Hawaii Parkinson Association.
It's a day at the Hawaii Polo Ground to benefit HPA. The gates open at 9 a.m. with preliminary match at 2 p.m. and a main match at 3 p.m. The portion of the gate proceeds will benefit Hawaii Parkinson's Association.
It's going to be on Eventbrite, or they can go to Homestead Senior Care and contact Rachel there, and they'll be selling tickets. There's also music in the evening. It's shaping up to be a really nice day. And then the other one that you mentioned, our big annual Hawaii Parkinson Association walk, Saturday, November 4th, down to Magic Island. I think everybody knows that. But one of the biggest pieces that is one of our biggest draws is we have a resource tent. And that's one of our biggest pushes is the education piece. In Hawaii, we estimate there's at least 3,000 patients, and there's probably more than that is not diagnosed. A lot of it is because people don't understand what the symptoms are. Other things that people can do is volunteers. We always need volunteers, both short-term and long-term, for any of the events that we were just talking about. But we also, the support group and the exercise groups, we're always looking for people to step up and help run these groups. And then the trials we already kind of talked about as well. And the last kind of area is policy and legislation. Everybody's probably aware of the healthcare that's coming out of Washington. If you want to get involved in that, call the Capitol and register your opinion. The number's 202-224-3121. And numbers do count. If 10,000 people call, they can go in and say, hey, my whole district took the time out of their busy schedule to call me and says that this is good or this is bad, depending on which side you're on. You can also do it by email. You go to the website, congress.gov/members, and I would encourage everybody to do that and help our congressman service us, not just for Parkinson's, but for all healthcare.
I just want to follow up. Caregiver resources relating to Parkinson's. There's a wealth of caregiver resources, and certainly we didn't mention it yet. Now, I think it's really one of the real givebacks is the symposium at their website, parkinsonshawaii.org. You can actually watch long form videos.
You brought up a real important part, and that's the caregiver. We're in the process of standing up a caregiver support group here in Oahu, as well as one on the Big Island. The symposium that we did on April 1st, we had most of the movement disorder specialists from Oahu participated in a panel, as well as a keynote by Dr. Webb Ross from the VA. He's one of the clinical trial leads. And then we opened up for questions, all sorts of experts that related to Parkinson's. It was all contained in the videos.
There's a ton of information online. We vet all of our information. We can lead you to credible sources nationally and locally.
Please just reach out, because I definitely understand.
ParkinsonsHawaii.org, 808-219-8874. National 1-800 number, 1-800-4-PD-INFO. info@ParkinsonsHawaii.org. The full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. The president of the Hawaii Parkinson Association, Jerry Boster. The president emeritus, Kevin Lockett. I'm really grateful that you guys would take the time to come down here and share this information. and know that the door is open for you, and that's what Helping Hand is here for.
We really appreciate HPR's support, too. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.